praise him, somebody. When I have no job, God, you're still great. When my marriage not working well, God, you're great. Hallelujah, Jesus. When the enemy wants to make me down to God, you're still great. Hallelujah, Jesus. City of our God, in the mountain of this holiness, beautiful for situation, the joy of the Lord. Begin to sing choir. Put your hands together for a beautiful choir. It's our choir. Praise it, it's our choir. We have to appreciate our choir. May God bless the members of the choir. May God bless the lead singer. Hallelujah, Jesus. I greet Bishop Francis, my friend and pastor. Amen. To his beloved wife, Mother Francis. Amen. To our newly elected pastor, Reginald Francis. His beloved wife, First Lady, Sister Donna Francis. We praise him, somebody. Amen. To all the ministerial staff. Amen. Everyone in your respective places. Friends, I greet you all in Jesus' name. I'm glad I'm saved. Could you praise him, somebody? I'm glad I'm saved. Could you praise him, somebody? I'm glad for the wife God gave me, but I'm glad I'm saved. Can you praise him, somebody? I thank you for the vehicle I drive, but I'm glad I'm saved. Can you praise him, somebody? Can you praise Jesus, somebody? I'm glad for the health I'm enjoying, but I'm glad I'm saved. Can you praise him, somebody? Praise him again, everybody. Amen. I'm so glad to be back in the house of the Lord today. Amen. We thank God for, amen, the sentiments shared by our bishop and pastor. And I accept that I'm the adopted son. Every year I'm coming to Edmonton, my daughter quarrels with me every time. She said, Daddy, why we can't come? And I'm trying to explain to her why she can't come. But now you become adopted son, you have to work now to get the family here. Yeah. It's crazy, somebody. So I gotta work hard that, amen, I get my wife here and my youngest daughter. Amen. She just loved the Lord and she just loved church. Can you praise him, somebody? She's in everything. She's on the choir. She's in everything. Can you praise? She reminds me of Sister Donna's daughter. Amen. Kimberly. Amen. And so, amen. I'm really appreciative of the fact that, amen, we are a family together. Amen. And I thank God for the blessing in this ministry. I've been coming here for many years. Amen. And I've seen the growth in Beulah. I must say, when you go to a church, you know, first time you, especially in my church, when we just started, when you go to the church, just myself as a male and one Deacon Goldburn, I think maybe we had three males. Yes. Amen. And I've watched the church over these years grow that we have men in the ministry. Could you praise him, somebody? Because the church needs strong men. Amen. So we're glad for the men of Beulah. Amen. They're doing a good job. Amen. The singing song's beautiful. Can you praise him, somebody? First time they say we sound like a bunch of frogs. Amen. But we ain't no bunch of frogs anymore. Once you have my good brother here, you can't sound like frogs. Can you praise praise me, somebody. But I'm so glad, amen, for what God is doing in Beulah. Amen. I know that it's only going to get better. Amen. And I pledge my support. I heard Bishop spoke about, amen, you giving to us your return. Of course, it's going to happen that way. Because when Beulah time comes, we're going to send a big offering over to Beulah. Can you praise him, somebody? Come on, praise him, somebody. Amen. The demonic world, they are united.
Yes, they are.
I need to know which tribe you're from. They are fighting for one common cause. Their job is to tear you down. Could you praise him, somebody? And so the demonic world is united. The church must be united. Amen? Standing the feet one more time. We're going to try and get in the word as quick as possible. Amen, amen. In St. Luke chapter 15. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We're going to read from verse 8 to 15. Amen. St. Luke chapter 15. In from verse 8 to 15. Amen. St. Luke chapter 8. St. Luke chapter 15. Sorry. 8 to 15. Either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she finds it? And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the peace which I have lost. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. And he said, a certain man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. And there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. And he sent him into his fields to feed swine. I'm going to stop here. Father, we thank you.
Yes,
we honor you, God, because you are God. You're still searching for somebody, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, search through this church today, Lord. Bring home that person that is lost. Father, I need your help today, God. That the church travail, God, until one sinner comes up. Holy Ghost, we look to you right now. Hey, come on. Oh God, we come against every device of the devil, God. And we give clarity to your word today, we pray. In Jesus' name. For the praise and the name, everybody. God bless you and see that I'd like to use for a subject today. Praise God. Lost at home. Could you praise him, somebody? Lost at home. Could you praise God? Have you ever tried to look for something at a time when you really need it and you can't find it? Could you praise him, somebody? Sister Donna, you thought you put it into the dresser drawer. And all these years, you seem to Pastor Reginald, it's in the dresser drawer. But there was never a need for that item. Could you praise him, somebody? Could you praise him, somebody? But when the need arises, hallelujah, and you thought it was there, but when you go there, it is not there. Could you praise him, somebody? Could you praise Jesus, somebody? Could you praise him again, somebody? Could you praise him again, somebody? Could you bless the Lord again, somebody? And sometimes in searching, we become so mad, miserable. Do I have some real people up in there? And the bedroom that was so properly placed together. Could you praise him, somebody? When you start to search, everything starts to pull over. Could you praise him, somebody? Could you praise him, somebody? Could you praise him again, somebody? Could you bless the Lord, somebody? Could you praise him, somebody? How many knows that you can be in the church, but you're lost? Could you praise him, somebody? Could you praise him, somebody? You're singing on the choir, but you're lost. Oh God, help me, Jesus. Oh God, Pastor, why don't you preach a sermon, but you're still lost? Could you praise him, somebody? Could you praise Jesus, somebody? Oh God, just worship God, somebody. Just worship God, somebody. The Bible speaks about the son that went to his father and he asked for the portion that belongs to him. The Bible says the father gave him. He left. He went out on his own. He spent his time in righteous living. Could have praised God. The thing about the son is that he purposely left and find himself in a dilemma. Could you praise him, somebody? Could you praise him, somebody? Could you praise Jesus, somebody? But there is something about the coin that the woman lost. Could you praise God? Could you praise him, somebody? Could you praise Jesus, somebody? The coin did not leave home. Could you praise him, somebody? Could you praise him, somebody? Could you praise Jesus, somebody? The coin hadn't got feet to walk, but the coin was lost. Could you praise God? Could you praise God? And somebody just say Jesus. And somebody just say Jesus. The coin could not find itself in the hand of the owner. The owner would have to seek for the coin. Could you praise him, somebody? Could you praise him, somebody? Could you bless the Lord, somebody? You can't find God until you realize that you are lost. Could you praise him, somebody? Could you praise him, somebody? Could you praise Jesus, somebody? Could you bless the Lord, somebody? One of the worst things when you think you are okay, when you are not. Could you praise God? You're lost and you don't know it. Could you praise God? Could you praise him, somebody? Could you praise Jesus, somebody? Could I have some real drivers up in here? Sometimes the place look alive, but you're lost. Could you praise him, somebody? Praise Jesus, amen. The Bible said, if the gospel be hid, it is hid to them who are lost. Who the God of this world have blinded their eyes. Could you praise him, somebody? All we like sheep, we have gone astray. But the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Could you praise Jesus, somebody? Could you praise him, somebody? Come on, lift your hands and praise him. But I'm not going to talk about the lost son today.
something mean nothing to you, you're not going to search for it. But when it means something to you, I've got to find it. Could you praise him, somebody? Could you praise him, somebody? The writer said, Lord, take me back to the place where I first received you. Could you praise him? Lord,
we are called.
that coin could be worth a day's pay. Could you praise God? Can I talk to somebody here? How will you feel? You work for 2 weeks and you get your money and your money is lost. Don't tell me you're not going to feel it. Could you praise God? Could you praise him somebody? Everybody just say search. Could you praise him somebody?